does he incorporate Adrian Peterson into this game plan? He said going into the divisional round, I don't want to have to throw the ball 40 times. I think he will feel the same way against the New Orleans Saints.
And he feels comfortable in that Superdome, by the way. In four career games, Brett Favre is 3-1, 9 touchdown passes, 1 interception, and of course, with the Packers, they won Super Bowl 31 in that building.
Trey Wingo, Tom Jackson, and the rest of the guys on NFL Live, and he brings up a great stat about Brett Favre, and he's going to have a lot of family there. He's a native of Mississippi. Kill Mississippi is where Brett Favre is from. So a lot of them will make the trek to New Orleans to root on their favorite son. That doesn't mean they don't like the Saints. They probably just like Brett Favre a little bit better. They won't be heard because the Saints fans are going to come marching in. They're going to be. It's going to look like Mardi Gras on a football field inside the Superdome. They're going to have the costumes. They're going to have the makeup. They're going to have the noisemakers. They're going to have the noise from the throats. It's going to be a fun atmosphere. And you know what? It may not be the same in Indianapolis, but there's going to be enough noise made. Even the Colts players talked about, you know what? Our crowd is loud, too, and they're going to show that, especially we know how people in the Midwest feel about people from New York. Let's be honest. Jets fans are going to be at Lucas Oil Stadium, so hopefully security will be at a high alert because things will be said. Insults will be thrown. Punches could follow because New York fans.
High school basketball is on the air on ESPN 1550 KICS. We begin each game day with In the Paint, brought to you by Cully Pipe and Steel of Hastings. Now let's go to courtside for tonight's game.
Hello again, everyone, and welcome to high school basketball here on ESPN 1550 KICS Radio. A doubleheader for you this afternoon and evening as St. Cecilia hosts David at City Aquinas Catholic. The girls' game is up first, and John Kyle is with us, head basketball coach of the St. Cecilia girls. Coach, the girls coming off that 53-48 loss to Bellevue East after Kearney Catholic and Southern Valley last weekend. The last three, Coach, what do you think? Has the team been playing pretty well?
Well, I think more than the last three, the last five or six, that we've been stepping up our game a little bit and improving in certain areas. Our post players have really getting to understand that what they have to do in the post as far as being physical and boxing out. And so you like to see improvements in any aspect, but that's one area we really need to get better at.
And I know you've been looking for improvement every game. You always do. And so the season progressing kind of the way you want. I know you'd like to have more wins. You'd like to be better than 6-6. But progressing in all aspects, though, as you move forward?
I think so. And that's what we really look to do over the course of the year before the season started. It was to get better each game. And I knew our schedule was tough. We knew coming in that this was probably going to be our toughest schedule we've ever had here at St. Cecilia. And so it's one of those cases where you just have to take the good from those bad losses. And they hurt a little bit, but you can get some good out of it.
Well, a game the other night with Class A Bellevue East, the third time we got it played the other night, and a five-point loss, and I guess hurt in the rebounding part of the game, especially down the stretch. But you played the Class A team pretty well, and they're a pretty good outfit, and you have to be pretty happy with that.
Yeah, and you could see some differences. They were just real physical inside, and their guards were physical and tough and quick. And so, you know, we knew coming in that they were going to be a good team. And I thought we competed well with them. We played right with them and had a lead a time or two there in the first half. And it's that third quarter. It always seems to be a stretch where in the third quarter or fourth quarter where we just go a little cold and they make a run, and that tends to hurt us. But in good teams, you'll see that a lot.
I know your girls, I guess they're also getting mentally tougher, I guess, Coach, because they're facing tough competition and the challenges there game after game, and they're responding pretty well in that aspect of things.
Yeah, they are, and everyone knows that. Coaches that we talk to before games tell us about our tough schedule and say, man, you guys play some really good teams, and we do. And that's one thing we just want to keep the girls' confidence up there. Each time we take a loss, you have a little a hit on your confidence. And so we just want to make sure our goals are set for a conference tournament coming up and then, of course, the postseason. And there's a lot of good things that can still happen.
And this afternoon and into the early evening, it's David City Aquinas Catholic. We'll talk about the Monarchs and the Hawkettes after this timeout and this afternoon's pregame show.
You're invited to the Plumbing Showroom at Cully Pipe and Steel Supply in Hastings to see the 3,000-square-foot showroom. The Plumbing Showroom includes a full line of kitchen and bath products, featuring products by Moen, Crane, Swanstone, quality kitchen and bath cabinets, Aqualine air pools, and many more plumbing products. If you're building a new home or remodeling, the Plumbing Showroom has the professional people that can help you create the look you want. It's the Plumbing Showroom, 500 West South Street in Hastings, a division of Cully Pipe and Steel Supply, Incorporated.
Welcome back to this afternoon's pregame show. Before our first of two, St. Cecilia and David City Aquinas, the girls' game up first. John Kyle with us, head basketball coach of the St. Cecilia Hawkettes. David City Aquinas coming to town, coach. Dropped one earlier this week, but they're a 9-4. Pretty good ball club, huh?
Oh, yeah. They're really talented, and they were the state runners-up in Class C2 last year, and was really, I think, set up really good to win the state title this year in C2. But the last couple losses they've had, you know, were kind of surprises. But the Hollibeck girl inside is where everything starts with them. She's a talented player and can put up 25 or 30 points against a lot of good teams, and they'll sit in that 1-3-1 zone and make things difficult for you on the inside. And so it's really a case where we have to take care of both ends of the floor, just like always, and we see another good all-state type of center.
Yeah, Katie Hollibeck's averaging right around 20 points, and I think she's a pretty well-known name there from David City Aquinas. Good basketball player, huh, Coach? A big challenge there today.
Oh, she is, and she's really good around the hoop and drives to the left a lot, we noticed, and she just makes a lot of things happen. They really look to get her the ball every possession and see if she can get them some points somehow.
What are the keys today to a Hawkhead victory?
Well, of course, it's always turnovers and rebounding and those kind of things, but I think we need to shoot pretty well from the perimeter. We're going to get some open shots outside, and we have to knock those down when we get a chance. And then, you know, we got to try to limit Hollibeck. If we can hold her to 20 points, it's probably a good night. And then we want to hold the rest of them down and force some turnovers. And so it's just another one of those tough challenges that stand in front of us that we have to play well kind of in all phases of the game.
Yeah, you have to have good energy today, I would think, Coach, and run your people in and out of there because they're all going to get a chance to play quite a bit as always. But you need a lot of energy today with the tournament coming up next week, and this can kind of be a springboard into that tournament today.
Well, it is, and Coach Henry mentioned that last night. The energy is going to be something that we have to have each night we take the floor, but especially against those good teams. And it's one thing that I think lately we've been improving on and can even maybe step it up a little tonight.
And with this one, and you hope to have three games next week before January ends, so the girls do face challenge today, and challenges next week, so you just have to go day by day here, kind of, don't you?
We do, and we have a lot of good teams left on our schedule, Sutton and GICC down the road and Adams Central, and you know, so it's just a case where we got to take each possession at a time and just focus on what we can do well and try and benefit our team somehow.
Coach, good luck this afternoon. We'll talk after it's over, hopefully. Thank you.
Thanks for the coverage, Blaine.
That's John Kyle, head basketball coach of the St. Cecilia Hawkettes. Stay tuned. High school basketball coming your way, a doubleheader. It's David City Aquinas at St. Cecilia. The girls' game is coming up next.
In the Paint has been brought to you by Cully Pipe and Steel Supply of Hastings. Stay tuned. High school basketball is up next on ESPN Radio 1550 KICS.
Don't miss out on any of the action at Hastings College. Join Crimson Connection today. From football to softball, theater productions to music events, a Crimson Connection membership is the ticket for you and your family to get everything happening at Hastings College. It's the most fun in the area, as well as the best deal. Only $55 gets your entire family into a full year of great Hastings College athletic and cultural events. Hastings College Crimson Connection. Call 461-7327 or find us on the web at hastings.edu/Crimson to join now.
Whether you're buying or selling, follow the leader, Real Estate Group of Hastings, number one in home sales again. The women and men at Real Estate Group have 175 years of combined experience. Specialties include new construction, residential, commercial, farm, relocations, and expert assistance and guidance for first-time home buyers. The Real Estate Group of Hastings in the Crozier Park Professional Center on East 14th Street. Visit virtual tours and the open house schedule at realestategroupofhastings.com.
High school basketball is brought to you by the ESPN Radio 1550 KICS Sports Boosters, local business supporting local youth and local athletics.
And good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Chapman Gymnasium, St. Cecilia High School, and girls and boys high school basketball here on ESPN 1550 KICS Radio in Hastings, Nebraska. Blaine Bulis with you, the St. Cecilia Hawkettes and Blue Hawks welcoming to town the David City Aquinas Catholic Monarchs and Lady Monarchs for a girls-boys basketball doubleheader here this afternoon and into this Saturday evening. St. Cecilia and David City Aquinas Catholic, the girls' game is up first. The St. Cecilia Hawkettes coming into this basketball game with 6 wins and 6 losses on the season. St. Cecilia coming off a 5-point loss to Class A's Bellevue East on this floor last Tuesday night, 53-48. The Hawkettes with a chance to win that ball game. They were in that ball game all the way against the Class A visitors from Bellevue East. St. Cecilia hurt on the boards in that game. The bigger players for Bellevue East combining to score 14 points, grabbing 14 rebounds in the second half alone of that basketball game. So the Hawkettes were hurt on the boards a little bit in that game, especially offensively, but played pretty well the other night and got themselves ready for this game and next week's Centennial Conference Tournament. 53-48 loss to Bellevue East, but St. Cecilia feeling pretty good about the things after that game and the way they've been playing lately. The Hawkettes are 6-6. They have lost two in a row, but they played well at Kearney Catholic last Saturday, leading that game at halftime against one of the better teams in Class C1, the Kearney Catholic Stars, and St. Cecilia then dropped it by the score of 59-50 after beating Southern Valley, a rated team in C1 a week ago last night on a Friday night, winning 75-37 over Southern Valley. So the Hawkettes, despite the fact they've lost two in a row and three out of their last four, at 6-6 on the year, feeling pretty good about things as they head into this game with David City Aquinas Catholic here this afternoon and the Centennial Conference Tournament coming up starting on Tuesday night. The Hawkettes of St. Cecilia coming into this game, they're averaging 51, almost 52 points per contest, giving up just under 46 per contest. St. Cecilia, as Coach Kyle said in the pregame show, need to shoot the ball hopefully well today to counteract that inside play of David City Aquinas. The Hawkettes on the season from two-point range, shooting 47%. Their opponents only 42. St. Cecilia from three-point range, 27% shooting team. Their opponents at 30%. And total field goals, St. Cecilia 40% from the floor. Their opponents just under at 40% total. St. Cecilia is being out-rebounded by three a game, 28-25. On the contest, and the Hawkettes turning it over about 17 times a game. The opponents just under 22 per contest. So St. Cecilia at 6-6 on the year coming into this contest with David City Aquinas. The Lady Monarchs, Joe Pipel's ball club coming in. They're a pretty good ball club in Class C2. They're the Class C2 state runner-ups from last year, losing to Ravenna in the girls' state championship game last March. And Lady Monarchs are 9-3 on the year. I believe I said 9-4 in the pregame show with Coach Kyle. They are 9-3, and two of their three losses have come in their last two games. They lost to East Butler 49-45 on a Tuesday night, and also lost at Grand Island Central Catholic by the score of 48-40 on January 15th. So the Lady Monarchs were 9-1. They've dropped two games in a row, and they are 9-3 on the basketball season. And their other loss was to top-rated in Class C1 Bishop Newman. And the Class C2 Aquinas Ball Club play a lot of Class C1 teams. In fact, this is their eighth game against this C1, which is higher-class opponents as far as enrollment is concerned. Another game against the C1 team in St. Cecilia today. But the Monarchs come in. They're a good ball club. They're 9-3, but they have lost two games in a row. And, of course, they'll be in that Centennial Conference tournament also next week. And as Coach Kyle talked about in the pregame show, if you didn't hear it, the things revolve around the six-foot senior, Katie Hollebeck, for David City Aquinas Catholic. She scores just under 21 points per game. She gets about 9 rebounds per contest. So Hollebeck is the key for David City Aquinas, and if she gets her 20, they're usually in a pretty good shape. 20 points a game, 9 rebounds per contest. They have one other double-figure scorer in the starting lineup, another senior, 5'8", Mary Klosterman. She averages 10.3 points per contest. Amanda Novacek is a 5'10 sophomore. She averages 7 per contest. Rachel Stara is a 5'8 junior, averages 7 a game. And Shayna Steger is a 5'7 junior, 3.2 points per contest. In fact, Hollebeck is a 75% free throw shooter. She's a 64% field goal shooter. She has scored 250 points in the 12 Aquinas games this season. Aquinas on the year is scoring at 57 points per contest, and of course 21 of those, just about every game, comes from Hollebeck, and they're giving up only 38, so they play good defense, and they score some points, and they're big. They're going to be bigger than the St. Cecilia with Hollebeck at 6 foot and Amanda Novacek at 5'10, so St. Cecilia once again faces a taller opponent, which is usually the case for the Hawkettes. David City Aquinas, the girls here coming in, as we mentioned, on a loss to East Butler, a D1 team, last Tuesday night. East Butler 8-2 on the year, defeated David City Aquinas 49-45 in that contest on Tuesday. Hollebeck had 24 in that ball game, 24 of the Aquinas' 45 points, Aquinas did lose to East Butler in their last outing by the score of 49-45, and Grand Island Central Catholic before that defeated the Lady Monarchs by 8, and Grand Island Central Catholic is the opponent in the first round for the St. Cecilia Hawkettes. But the attention for St. Cecilia and David City Aquinas is on each other this afternoon, as we'll have this girls' game up first before the boys' contest. So it's St. Cecilia at 6-6 on the year, David City Aquinas girls at 9-3. It'll be our first of two here on ESPN 1550 KICS Radio in Hastings, Nebraska. Boys' game, of course, to follow. The boys of St. Cecilia at 10-1 on the year, and David City Aquinas, the Monarchs, their season at 5-6. So the boys' game to follow in both those games right here on ESPN 1550 KICS Radio. But the girls' game is up first, and it's St. Cecilia at 6-6 on the year, David City Aquinas Catholic at 9-3. We'll be back to give you the full starting lineups and the first quarter play-by-play here at Chapman Gymnasium after we take this one-minute timeout.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
For more than 80 years, Burt's Drugstores have been serving its customers with its best prescription service, old-fashioned personal service where they call you by your first name. Free delivery 6 days a week in the drive-up window at Burt's Pharmacy. Serving you, Burt's Drugstore, downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
And the singing of our national anthem, Maggie Skoke, the St. Cecilia junior with that honor, and a great job by Maggie. And we're getting ready for basketball here at Chapman Gymnasium. St. Cecilia and David City Aquinas, the girls' game, the boys to follow here on ESPN 1550, KICS Radio in Hastings, Nebraska. The starting lineups in this game for the visitors from David City Aquinas Catholic. They will start Rachel Stara, 5'8 junior at one guard, averages 7 points per contest. Shayna Stagers, a 5'7 junior, 3.2 points per game. Katie Hollebeck is a 6-foot senior, 20.8 points per game, 9 rebounds per contest. Mary Klosterman, a 5'8 senior, 10.3 points per game for Mary. And Amanda Novacek, a 5'10 sophomore, averages 7 points per contest for David City Aquinas. For St. Cecilia, they are expected to start in this basketball game. The 5'5 junior, Abby Jackson. Jackson averages 9.2 points per game. Sharice Farmer is a 5'4" junior. Sharice on the season, 7.2 points per game. Lexi Schmidt is a 5'8 junior for St. Cecilia, the leading scorer for the Hawkettes at 12.1 points per contest, and also leads in average rebounds at 5.2. Starting four, also for St. Cecilia, is going to be Caitlin Ernst, the 5'8 sophomore. Caitlin gets the start today. She averages 3.5 points and 4.7 rebounds. Also starting will be Libby Kissinger, a 5'4" sophomore for St. Cecilia, 4.8 points per game and 2 rebounds per contest. So St. Cecilia going with on the inside, Lexi Schmidt and Caitlin Ernst, both 5'8", to try to counteract a little bit here of Katie Hollebeck's 6-foot frame and Amanda Novacek, a 5'10 sophomore. So it's Farmer, Jackson, Schmidt, Kissinger, and Ernst for St. Cecilia, Klosterman, Hollebeck, Novacek, Steger, and Stara for David City Aquinas in this girls' contest. And our boys' game to follow, we'll have the Adams Central at Grand Island Central Catholic girls' boys' doubleheader on our sister station, 1230 KHAS Radio, beginning at 5:45 this afternoon. Could keep you updated on the scores from over in Grand Island. The Nebraska women winning today. They've played already, beat Kansas State 71-56. The Huskers at 17-0 on the year. Nebraska men play at Missouri in a game that starts a little after 5 o'clock. We'll try to keep you updated on the score from that Missouri and Nebraska men's game, that game on our sister station, The Breeze, 94.5. Out come the team, St. Cecilia in their home white with the blue numerals and trim. The Monarchs of David City Aquinas traveling black with the gold trim and numbers. And St. Cecilia will have Ernst jumping center against Hollebeck. St. Cecilia going from right to left, the ball in the air. The tip is controlled by the Hawkettes, and it goes to Abby Jackson, and here we go. The Monarchs will come out and start out in a man-to-man 1-3-1 zone to Schmidt at the free throw line in the corner to Kissinger. A three from there is going to be over the rim and no good, but the long rebound goes to Schmidt back out to Cherise Farmer. St. Cecilia misses their first shot. There's a pass going to be picked off by Hollebeck, but she can't control it. It goes to Jackson of St. Cecilia. Pass underneath Ernst is tipped away and stolen by the Monarchs, and they have the basketball. Novacek into the front court to Stara. Rachel with the top of the key to Novacek. In the middle now to Klosterman. Double-teamed on the baseline and back out to Novacek. St. Cecilia in the man-to-man. Tipped away and stolen. Tipped away by Jackson. Stolen by Kissinger. Now to Jackson. Abby will drive, shoot, and score in the first field goal of the game for St. Cecilia. And they lead it 2-0 on the field goal by Abby Jackson. And the Hawkettes up 2-0. St. Cecilia with a little backcourt pressure in this girls' game. But Novacek, the 5'10 sophomore, will dribble it across the timeline for the Monarchs and passes to Stara. St. Cecilia will be in the man inside to Hollebeck. Shot up, off, no good. Rebound shot up, and it's going to be good this time. Klosterman with the offensive rebound and bucket. So Aquinas ties it at 2-2. David City Aquinas Catholic, St. Cecilia Hawkettes tied at 2 early in period number 1 of our first of 2 here this afternoon and evening from Chapman Gymnasium in Hastings. Farmer with the basketball. It's a 1-3-1 zone for Aquinas, and they put Hollebeck, the 6-foot senior, on one of the wings. Stare is the point defensive guard on this team in the 1-3-1, and Klosterman's in the back end of this zone. So St. Cecilia will be working around the perimeter, and Farmer has the ball now to Jackson. Happy with it, bounce pass left side to Lexi Schmidt. Cross courts it to Farmer near the top of the key. Cherise back out to Jackson, left corner to Kissinger. She eyes the three, takes it. It's going to be in and out and back down. Good for Libby Kissinger for three, so St. Cecilia gets the three-pointer and leads 5-2. Again, backcourt pressure, but Novacek dribbles it into the front court for David City Aquinas to Klosterman. Goes to Stara. Rachel with the ball. Guarded by Farmer. Out of Klosterman. She's in the lane, puts up a runner from five. Going to be short, no good. Tipped around. Grabbed underneath by Steger. Her shot up is no good. Schmidt rebounds for the Hawkettes. Out of pass to Abby Jackson, and Jackson now will slow it up and cross the timeline. Offensive zone to our left for St. Cecilia, leading 5-2, 5:40 to go, period number one. Schmidt at the free throw line, in the lane, drives into the lane, shot put up, and it will hit the front of the rim and go down. Lexi Schmidt with the field goal. St. Cecilia hits three of their first four shots, leads 7-2 in the ball game with 5.5 minutes to go in period number one. And Aquinas coming in at 9-3, the class C2 Monarchs. Hollebeck with it, Ernst on the defense there. Now to Stara, St. Cecilia again in the man-to-man defense. Stared into Novacek. Klosterman in the lane. Will shoot from seven. It's going to be off there. No good. The rebound goes to Farmer for St. Cecilia. The Hawkettes go from right to left. Cherise into the offensive zone. Stops and pops from three. It's going to be off the rim. No good. Ernst with the offensive rebound. Shot put up, and before that shot, a whistle. It's going to be a foul before the shot attempt by Caitlin Ernst. And it's going to be on the Monarchs, and it's called on Shayna Steger. Into the game is going to be Megan Engel, a 5'7 junior. For Steger, so Engel's in there, and Megan plays quite a bit for the Monarchs. She's in the basketball game, and St. Cecilia will inbound on the non-shooting foul situation. Bounded to Kissinger underneath in a tie-up. Ernst is tied up by Hollebeck. Alternate possession on this jump ball. It will go to David City Aquinas. Now, Engel comes into the basketball game, and she averages almost 4 points a game first off the bench. Megan Engel for David City Aquinas. And on the jump ball call, it's Aquinas basketball. And it's Stara in the backcourt now to Klosterman. A 5'8 senior passes to Novacek. Amanda with the basketball across the timeline. 7-2 Hawkettes. 4:44 to go first quarter. Stara with it. Inside a pass is going to be picked off. Turnover Aquinas. Basketball stolen by Schmidt. Schmidt in the front court to Farmer. Drives to the baseline. Charisse back out, and she traveled with the ball. She tried to get rid of it to Jackson, but Farmer travels. Turnover St. Cecilia their second. Hawkettes with the 5-point lead. Aquinas basketball. Full court pressure in that backcourt now by the Hawkettes. Inbounded to Klosterman. Klosterman to Stara. Rachel Stara, the 5'8 junior in the backcourt. Jackson on the defense there. Stara with it, still on the dribble, crosses the timeline. Double team there, and she will go into the front court and then into the backcourt. Another turnover on Aquinas, their third. So the over and back there on the Monarchs, and it goes to St. Cecilia with 4:23 to go first quarter. 7-2, Hawkettes. Hawkettes coming out, shooting the ball well. That was a key, according to Coach John Kyle before the game. The Hawkettes will need to shoot well. Jackson for three, and it's good. Abby Jackson with a three. She has five and a quick timeout. Joe Pipel and David City Aquinas. St. Cecilia with the lead. We'll take a timeout with 4:10 to go in the first quarter. Hawkettes 10, Monarchs 2, back in 30 seconds.
These are the words every homeowner dreads.
Oh, the furnace is broken.
And these are the words that make everything better.
I'm calling the American Standard guys.
Your local independent American Standard heating and air conditioning dealer can repair any brand you've got. Or better yet, upgrade you to a supremely reliable American Standard comfort system.
Ah, all better.
Call Beeman's Appliance Sales and Service, your independent American Standard dealer. Call 462-2311.
Well, a good quick start for St. Cecilia, shooting well from the outside. The Hawkettes lead at 10-2, have a couple of threes. Abby Jackson with one, Libby Kissinger with one. Jackson has a two-point field goal. Lexi Schmidt with a two-point field goal. It's 10-2. Hawkettes, so a good start and a good start shooting the basketball for the Hawkettes. And Stara to inbound for the Monarchs, does in the backcourt to Megan Engel. Engel, the junior, front court pass out of Klosterman. So far, no shots for Hollebeck, who averages just under 21 a game, and Ernst has been on the defense there. St. Cecilia has played good perimeter defense. Engel with the basketball. Now there's a three by Stara. It's going to be no good, but the rebound goes to Engel at the free throw line, and she traveled. And a bump by her teammate Klosterman, and Engel traveled. It'd be turnover number four already on Aquinas, first half of this first quarter. 3:50 to go in the first. 10-2 Hawkettes. They have the basketball. Front court, it's Kissinger now to Brooke McWhorter, who's checked in for St. Cecilia. McWhorter, her first appearance. To Tessa Kalupu, who's also in there. Now to Ernst. Bounce pass to Jackson. Long three by Abby's up. This one's off the side of the backboard and rim. No good. A battle in the lane. Ernst grabs it. Gives it up. A shot going to be put up and going to be no good by Kissinger, but she's fouled in the play. So Libby Kissinger will go to the line to shoot two for the Hawkettes. So Lexi Schmidt getting a rest and Cherise Farmer getting a rest with Kalupa in and McWhorter in. Kissinger to shoot two. That foul was on Megan Engel. That's her first. Kissinger's free throw will roll out of there and no good. Audrey Gaspers checks in for the first time. The 5'5 senior for St. Cecilia. Caitlin Ernst gets her first rest. And Emily Kobza, 5'6 junior in for Aquinas. Rachel Stara goes out. Well, Kobza in for Aquinas. Second free throw also no good by Kissinger. The offensive rebound by McWhorter, but she's on the end line. And it will be Aquinas basketball. 10-2 St. Cecilia. So two missed free throws, an offensive rebound, but the quarter couldn't stay in bounds. Long front court pass to Engel. She's behind the defense. She will drive. Shoot shot up off there short. No good. McWhorter with the rebound for St. Cecilia. Outlet pass to Kissinger. Libby into the scoring zone. Right corner pass to Kalupa. Pass underneath to Gasper. Shot put up. No good, but she's fouled in the play. Audrey Gaspers will go to the line and shoot two for St. Cecilia. That foul called on Emily Kobza. Her first, and Audrey Gaspers to the free throw line. Three team fouls on Aquinas, none on St. Cecilia. Gaspers to shoot two up, and the first one's good. St. Cecilia with a good start here, leading it now by the score of 11-2. Therese Farmer checking back in for St. Cecilia. Gaspers' second free throw is up and good, makes them both. St. Cecilia now with the 12-2 lead. So two free throws for Gaspers. St. Cecilia to lead up to 10, inbound in the backcourt to Hollebeck. Hollebeck now to Kobza. Kobza to Klosterman in the backcourt. To Novacek, Amanda Novacek back in there. Passes into the front court to Engel. She will get behind the defense, shoot and score. Megan Engel with the field goal, 12-4. St. Cecilia with the 8-point lead. Front court, it's Farmer to Kalupa. Left corner now, left all alone is Lexi Schmidt from 15, and she scores. Lexi Schmidt with her second field goal. St. Cecilia's lead back up to 10 at 14-4. Hot shooting in the first quarter by St. Cecilia. They've only missed a couple of shots in this first quarter. Novacek from the wing for three. It's going to be in and out of there. No good. Schmidt with the rebound for the Hawkettes. Lexi Schmidt, one dribble, gives it up to Cherise Farmer. 2.5 minutes to go first quarter. Hawkettes by 10. Kalupa into the corner to Gaspers. Audrey Gaspers for St. Cecilia gives it back to Kalupa. Now between the rings, a pass to Farmer, to Schmidt. Baseline to Gaspers. Back out to Farmer. Left wing for three in the air. In and out. No good. Rebound to Hollebeck. Katie controls in the backcourt for Aquinas. Again, Hollebeck has not scored in the game. He hasn't even got a shot off, in fact. Front court, it's Kobza to Engel. Engel on the right corner. She's fouled by Gaspers right there. A little bit too close on the defense. First foul of the game on St. Cecilia and Audrey Gaspers. Aquinas will inbound from underneath their own basket. Steger and Stera, the starting guards, check back in for Aquinas. Engel goes out, and Mary Klosterman will rest for the first time for Aquinas. 14-4, St. Cecilia, 1:59 to go in the first. Inbounding is Aquinas, and Amanda Novacek inside to Hollebeck, tipped away from her, grabbed by Kalupa on the fifth turnover by Aquinas. St. Cecilia collapsing on the defense there, knocked it away, and forces the turnover there, and the Hawkettes have it in the scoring zone. Cherise Farmer, right side pass to Schmidt. Lexi, one dribble. Pass is going to be tipped, going to be stolen by Stera. Rachel Stera will drive into the lane, puts up a shot on the run, and good. Stera with her first field goal. Makes it 14-6. The St. Cecilia turned it over there on their fourth turnover. Hawkettes do lead 14-6 with 1:25 to go in the first. Schmidt passes to McWhorter. Whorter underneath for Kalupa is going to be wide of her and out of bounds. St. Cecilia tries to work it inside there but throw it away. Engel back in. Klosterman back in for David City. Hollebeck gets her first rest with 1:20 to go in the first, but no points for Katie Hollebeck, and St. Cecilia leading by 8 here. Backcourt, it's Klosterman to Engel. Megan Engel will dribble it into the scoring zone, races it into the front court. Now will slow it up a little bit, gives up her dribble. Top of the key pass to Kobza. Emily Kobza, right side to Engel. Baseline pass. Chop it up by Steger. It's going to roll off. No good. The rebound by Klosterman. Her shot up. No good, but she's fouled in the play. Klosterman will go to the free throw line. The foul going to be called on Tessa Kalupa of St. Cecilia. And Mary Klosterman, who scored two, will go to the line to shoot two for David City Aquinas. St. Cecilia doing a good job on the boards and shooting the basketball in this first quarter. Lead at 14-6. Klosterman's first is off, no good. 1:01 to go in the first. Jackson and Kissinger back in for St. Cecilia. McWhorter will sit. Schmidt will sit for the Hawkettes. Klosterman will shoot the second free throw. Missed the first. This one's up. This one's going to be up, and nothing but the bottom of the net there. 14-7. Hawkettes by 7. Front court, Libby Kissinger for St. Cecilia. 55 seconds to go, first quarter. Kissinger to Jackson. Abby Jackson passes to the right side to Farmer. Now it's a man-to-man defense for Aquinas. Shot up underneath by Kalupa is good. Tessa Kalupa with her first field goal, and St. Cecilia with the lead at 16-7. In the backcourt, it's Stera. Stera double-team near the timeline. Front court pass now to Kobza. Emily Kobza picked up by Kissinger. Pass to Steger into the lane. Bounce pass underneath. The Kobza shot put up, going to be short, rolls off, no good, a battle for it. The Monarchs come out of there with it. Kobza back out to Stera. Inside now, Klosterman works inside the lane, shot put up off the glass, and good. Mary Klosterman with her fifth point, 16-9, Hawkettes by 7. 5, though, this quarter by Klosterman. 8 seconds to go, first quarter. Kalupa on the right wing for St. Cecilia. Top of the key with 5, it's Kissinger. Drives right of the free throw line to Jackson for 3 from the wing. Going to be off there. No good. That's going to be the end of the first quarter of play. We played 1 at Chapman Gym in the girls' contest. St. Cecilia 16, David City Aquinas Catholic 9. Back in 30 seconds.
Hi, this is Terry Anstein, President, Five Points Bank of Hastings. On behalf of our shareholders, directors, and staff, I would like to thank all of our great customers for helping us become the fastest-growing bank in Hastings. I would also like to invite everyone in the Hastings area to stop in and visit with one of our bankers and learn how we can be your bank for the long run. Locally owned, locally managed, Five Points Bank, the better bank. Member FDIC.
Welcome back to Chapman Gymnasium in Hastings. High school basketball here on ESPN 1550, KICS Radio in Hastings, Nebraska. We've played one quarter of our first of two in the girls' contest. Hastings St. Cecilia leading David City Aquinas 16-9. The Hawkettes shooting the basketball well from the field, doing a good job on the boards. Had a 10-point lead twice, a 12-2 and 14-4. 16-9 after one quarter. 5 points for Abby Jackson, four for Lexi Schmidt to lead the way. 5 points for Mary Klosterman for Aquinas, and no points for the leading scorer for Aquinas. And one of the better players in C1, Katie Hollebeck, she has averages 21 just about. She has not scored for the Monarchs. Kissinger controls it in for St. Cecilia to Farmer. Jackson out there, Schmidt and Ernst for St. Cecilia. Hollebeck back in the game now for Aquinas, starting the second quarter, driving, putting up a runner from five is Farmer. No good, rebound by Lexi Schmidt. One dribble inside, back out to Farmer. Cherise to the baseline, bounce pass inside to Schmidt, fakes, shot put up and a jump ball call. Nice play underneath by Hollebeck. She ties up Schmidt. All for the possession on this jump ball goes to David City Aquinas. They have Rachel Stera, Katie Hollebeck, Amanda Novacek, long front court pass now to Megan Engels. Gets behind the defense, shot put up, going to roll off and down. It'll stay down. Megan Engels behind the defense there, gets her 4 points, 16-11, Hawkettes by five. Front court, it's Kissinger for St. Cecilia to Ernst. Caitlin Ernst, top of the key to Farmer. She's left alone. Shot put up from three is going to be no good. Ball comes out of there with the balls. Megan Engel. Engel in the backcourt to Stera. Rachel Stera for Aquinas. 16-11, St. Cecilia, first minute of the second quarter. Engel now to Stera. Will take a 16-footer. Going to be nothing but net there. The field goal by Rachel Stera. She has four. And the Monarchs right back in it. They're only three down, 16-13. Front court, it's Jackson for St. Cecilia on the left wing. Abby will dribble it back out between the rings. Looks to the right side and passes to that right side to Kissinger. Man-to-man defense for the Monarchs in this second half as Klosterman picks up Schmidt. Out of Farmer. Baseline to Ernst. Hollebeck on her. Bounce pass back out to Jackson. She will drive right of the free throw line. A run from seven off the glass and down for Abby Jackson. She has seven. 18-13, Hawkettes by five. Backcourt, Amanda Novacek. Passes tipped by Kissinger, but grabbed by Stera. Knocked away from her, going to be a steal. Jackson gets the steal. Underneath, shot put up good by Farmer. Jackson to Farmer. St. Cecilia with the steal there, and Farmer gets the bucket. 20-13, Hawkettes. First field goal by Farmer. Megan Engel into the offensive zone for David City Aquinas. Novacek deep from the left corner from 15 is good. Field goal there by Amanda Novacek, and she gets into the scoring column. St. Cecilia's lead is at 20-15 with 5:55 to go. Period number two. Ernst in the front court now to Farmer for three from the wing in the air. In the hole, Cherise Farmer with five this quarter. St. Cecilia's lead back up to eight, 23-15. St. Cecilia with pressure in the backcourt. Rachel Stare in the backcourt for Aquinas. Will dribble between two defenders into the scoring zone to Novacek. She will drive to the baseline, spins, turns from seven, short, no good. Hollebeck can't control the baseline, but it's knocked out of bounds by Ernst. St. Cecilia into the game is Chanel Farmer, the 5'4 freshman for St. Cecilia, her first appearance. Emily Kobza checks in, the 5'6 junior for David City Aquinas. Aquinas to inbound. Again, no points for Hollebeck in this basketball game. Pass inside to Klosterman. She's fouled from behind by Caitlin Ernst of St. Cecilia. Klosterman trying to work inside, fouled from behind by Ernst, and Ernst picks up her first. Only the team's third, three-team foul. Aquinas inbounds. Klosterman from 13 in the middle of the lane is no good. Tipped around, grabbed by Lexi Schmidt. Schmidt to Kissinger. Kissinger will run the ball into the front court. Now slow it up for the Hawkettes. Corner pass to Abby Jackson. Top of the key now to Chanel Farmer. She will drive, take a 16-footer. Stop and shoot, no good. The rebound comes to Jackson. To Kissinger. Loops a pass back out to Chanel Farmer. In the corner to Kissinger. Shoots and scores from three. Libby Kissinger. Kind of fading away into the corner. Put up the three and knocked it down. St. Cecilia gets its biggest lead at 11, 26-15, 6 for Kissinger on 2-3. Aquinas into the front court, into Hollebeck. Double team there, and she's fouled on the play. So Katie Hollebeck fouled on the play. St. Cecilia foul on Libby Kissinger. Two Hawkettes collapsing on Hollebeck there. Manon Obatchek comes in. Megan Engel out for Aquinas. Fourth team foul on the Hawkettes. Aquinas inbounds. Stara takes the three from the wing. In and out, no good. The rebound goes to Obatchek. Puts up a shot from five. It's going to be no good. Grabbed by Klosterman. She shoots and misses, but she's fouled. Mary Klosterman on the offensive board will go to the line to shoot two. Foul called on St. Cecilia's Chanel Farmer. This will be a two-shot situation for Klosterman. She had 5 points in the first quarter. Taking up the slack for Hollebeck, again, who's still not scored for the Monarchs. Klosterman's first free throw is good. She has six. 26-16, St. Cecilia's lead at 10. Klosterman's second is up. This one's going to be good also. So she has seven, and it's 26-17. Hawkettes by nine with 4:35 to go in the first half. Chanel Farmer pass inside to Schmidt. Lost control of it. Lexi grabs it at the baseline. Pass back out to Farmer. Inside to Schmidt. It's going to be wide of her, but too far. And a turnover as it goes out of bounds off of Hawkette. And it'll be the sixth turnover in St. Cecilia. Charisse Farmer comes in for St. Cecilia. Tessa Kalupa and Audrey Gaspers all check in. Well, Gaspers out there with Kalupa, Farmer. Schmidt and Ernst. Long front court pass to Stara. On the drive, knocked out of bounds, though, by Farmer. Rachel Stero is headed for the hoop, but Farmer knocked it away from her and out of bounds. Aquinas getting long passes into the front court as their offensive people getting behind the Saints to see a defense here, but the Hawkettes knock it out of bounds there. Inbounded to Stero, puts up the shot from the wing for three, and it's good. Rachel Stero with five this quarter, seven in the game. Monarchs back within six, a 26-20. Kalupa inside to Schmidt on the pick and roll and a whistle. Lexi Schmidt is fouled as she headed for the hoop. And it's going to be on Katie Hollebeck, her first foul. Brooke McWhorter checking in for Caitlin Ernst for St. Cecilia. 4:09 to go first half. St. Cecilia 26, David City Aquinas 20. Kalupa to inbound for the Hawkettes on that fourth team foul on the Lady Monarchs. Inbounded to Charisse Farmer, right side to McWhorter. Brooke with it, one dribble, gives it up now. To Gaspers. Gaspers to the free throw line. Will shoot a 14-footer inside the lane. It's going to be no good. And the rebound grabbed by Klosterman. Klosterman gives it up in the backcourt to Kobza. Emily Kobza over David City Aquinas into the offensive zone to our right here for David City Aquinas. They're back to within six. They were down by 11 a couple of minutes ago. Obatchek with it. Into the lane is Klosterman. Tipped away from her. It goes out of bounds on the far side off of an Aquinas player. And the turnover on the Monarchs there, seven. Engel back in. Stara out for David City Aquinas. And St. Cecilia basketball. 3:36 to go first half. 26-20. Hawkettes with the lead in the ball. Gaspers on the wing. Gets a screen. Looks inside for Schmidt but has no pass. Gives it up to Farmer. Charisse Farmer for St. Cecilia. Right side to McWhorter. Brooke with it. Corner pass to Kalupa. They throw it inside to Schmidt. She will put it up off the glass and rim and good. Lexi Schmidt with six. 28-20, Hawkettes by eight. Aquinas with the basketball. Kobza loops a pass into the front court to Novacek. She'll take a 13-footer in and out of there. No good. Rebound underneath by Hollebeck. She will shoot. Shot short. No good. Gets her own rebound. Hollebeck tries to go back up again, but travels first. Turnover on Aquinas. Every time Hollebeck gets close to touching the ball, two or three Hawkettes surround her. Again, she has not scored yet as Kissinger checks in for the Hawkettes. Lexi Schmidt goes out. Farmer, Kalupa, Kissinger, Gaspers, and McWhorter for St. Cecilia. Left wing, it's Kissinger with the basketball. Pass underneath the Gaspers, double team there. Back out to Kissinger, the top of the key. She will drive into the lane. Pass into the corner to Farmer. Shot from 13 is going to be off there, no good. Grabbed by Novacek for Aquinas. 28-20 St. Cecilia, 2:36 to go in the first half. Tipped away, stolen. Nice steal by Farmer on the turnover. She will drive, shoot, and score. Charisse Farmer with the steal and score. Seven this quarter for Farmer. St. Cecilia moves the lead back up to 10 at 30-20. It goes from 10 to 11, back down to 6 or so. St. Cecilia has it back up to 10, so we're back and forth in this first half. Baseline, it's Megan Engel. She will drive, put up a short runner. No good. Rebounded by Kalupa. Kalupa comes out of there with it for the Hawkettes. Still on the dribble into the scoring zone to our left here at Chapman Gymnasium. To Kissinger, long three about 5 feet behind the three-point arc, and it's good. Libby Kissinger with three threes this half. St. Cecilia's biggest lead of 13. That was about 25 feet for sure. Nine for Kissinger. And a foul on Libby at the timeline. Kissinger was left alone, and she said, the heck with it, I'm going to shoot. Libby poured it in, nothing but net for three straight on. And she fouls then on the defensive end. That's her second. And the 16 fouls, a non-shooting situation, and Aquinas inbounds to Megan Engel. 33-20, Hawkettes. Novacek loops a pass. It's going to be too strong for Sarah on the right side. Turnover number 10 on Aquinas. Schmidt in, Ernst in for St. Cecilia. Farmer will go out, and Kalupa out. So Jackson's on the floor with Kissinger, McWhorter, Ernst, and Schmidt. So McWhorter, Ernst, and Schmidt, that's about the tallest St. Cecilia can go up front. All around 5'8", 5'9", and all three in there at this point for the Hawkettes with the 13-point lead in the basketball. McWhorter on the left corner pass underneath the Jackson. She will turn in the lane from five and score. Abby Jackson with nine. St. Cecilia moves the lead up to 15 at 35-20. Their biggest lead of the first half, 1:22 to go. Stara crosses the timeline for Aquinas to Novacek. Amanda with the basketball. To Klosterman, she will drive, put up a shot, going to be partially deflected. Goes back out to Novacek in the lane, a runner from five, no good, but she's called for traveling. The 11th turnover on the Aquinas. Kalupa checks back in, Kissinger goes out. Libby Kissinger with three threes this first half, has nine to lead the way. And St. Cecilia don't have the shooting percentages in front of us, but shooting the ball very well in this first half, and they lead it by 15. 1 minute to go in period number two. McWhorter, top of the key to Kalupa. Tessa with the basketball, right side to Ernst. Caitlin Ernst to Schmidt at the free throw line in the lane. Loses her dribble, passes to Jackson on the right corner, inside to McWhorter. Turns to the free throw line, pass to Schmidt, 15-footer, bounces off there, no good, tipped around and out of bounds, off of Caitlin Ernst. It'll be Aquinas basketball. Farmer and Gaspers in for St. Cecilia. Ernst goes out. McWhorter goes out. 42 seconds to go, first half. St. Cecilia by 15. And it's Aquinas basketball. St. Cecilia will press all over the floor. Aquinas inbounds to Hollebeck, to Stara. Rachel with the basketball in the backcourt for Aquinas with 35 seconds to go, crosses the timeline. Passes now to Engel. Between the rings, drives to the right side, gets a screen to the baseline. Engel loses inside to Hollebeck. Her shot up and good this time. First field goal by Hollebeck with 25 seconds to go in the first half. 35-22, Hawkettes with the ball. Kalupa for three from the wing, going to be off the side of the rim, no good. Goes out of bounds in the far corner. It'll be Aquinas basketball. So St. Cecilia had a chance to hold it for the final shot there, but did not. They have a 13-point lead. They'll go on the defense here with 13 seconds to go in the first half. Sarah will inbound for the Lady Monarchs. Its pass is going to be picked off, stolen by Jackson. Her shot up off the glass and rim, no good. At the baseline, it's picked up there by Klosterman. Klosterman in the backcourt with 5 seconds to go to Sarah. Passes into the front court to Engel. She'll have a chance to get a shot up. Puts it up from three. It's going to be off the backboard and no good. Hits the guy wires. That's the end of the first half. And St. Cecilia with a 13-point lead here at halftime. St. Cecilia led by as many as 15. We're at halftime. St. Cecilia 35. David City Aquinas Catholic 22. We'll talk about this first half in 90 seconds.
You're invited to the Plumbing Showroom at Cully Pipe and Steel Supply in Hastings to see the 3,000-square-foot showroom. The Plumbing Showroom includes a full line of kitchen and bath products featuring products by Moen, Crane, Swanstone, quality kitchen and bath cabinets, Aqualine air pools, and many more plumbing products. If you're building a new home or remodeling, the Plumbing Showroom has the professional people that can help you create the look you want. It's the Plumbing Showroom, 500 West South Street in Hastings, a division of Cully Pipe and Steel Supply Incorporated.
You've had an accident. Who do you call? When you need body work, you need to call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy offers complete collision repair and restoration. They'll have your baby looking as good as new in no time. Big dent or small ding. See the pros at Sealy Body Shop, 201 East South Street, Hastings.
Where there's a WIT, there's a way. WIT Plumbing does the best plumbing work, from new construction, remodeling, repairs, and service to backhoe, trenching, leach fields, and septic tank installation. Call Randy at 463-4664. WIT Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Battery and Electric. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Battery and Electric. 2001 West 2nd, Hastings.
Harvard State Bank, competitive, progressive, and secure. While Harvard State Bank is locally owned, they still offer the latest technology like free online banking. Go to harvardstatebank.com. Since 1903, Harvard State Bank, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
And welcome back to Chapman Gymnasium. Blaine Bulis with you. High school basketball here on ESPN 1550, KICS Radio in Hastings, Nebraska. We're at halftime. of the girls' game, and St. Cecilia with a good lead here of 13 points and a good first half play by the Hawkettes. They lead at 35-22 here at halftime. St. Cecilia's lead has been as many as 15 late in that first half, and it's 13 here at halftime. St. Cecilia doing a lot of things well in this first half. Of course, scoring 35 points, and that's a good first half. You're averaging Hawkettes on the season averaging 52 a game. So they got 35 in the first half, playing a good defense, giving up only 22, and they've given up only 2 points to the 21-point score, Katie Hollebeck of David the City Aquinas. She has only two, and she scored that field goal with 25 seconds to go in the second quarter. The St. Cecilia Hawkettes are doing a little collapsing on defense, and Hollebeck has just not touched the ball that much in the first half and has not shot the ball hardly at all in that first half, has only two. St. Cecilia playing good defense, doing a good job on the defensive end of the rebounding and the offensive end of things too, and St. Cecilia has shot the ball very well also. They have in fact made 5 threes as part of that good shooting in the first half. 5 3-point field goals for St. Cecilia, including 3 in that first half by Libby Kissinger. She has 9 points along with Abby Jackson to lead the way for the Hawkettes in this first half of play. So St. Cecilia has kind of put it all together in the first half. They forced turnovers on defense. Aquinas with 12 first half turnovers. St. Cecilia with only 6. And the Hawkettes with a 35-22 lead here at halftime. For the Hawkettes, as we mentioned, Libby Kissinger with 3 3-point field goals. She has 9. She's 0 for 2 from the free throw line. 9 points for Abby Jackson. She had 5 in the first quarter, 4 in the second, 7 for Charisse Farmer, and Charisse had all 7 of those in the second quarter play. 6 for Lexi Schmidt, 4 in the first quarter, 2 in the second, and 2 each for Audrey Gaspers and Tessa Kalupa. Brooke McWhorter has played but has not scored. Caitlin Ernst got the start today, but she has not scored, and Chanel Farmer also in off the bench as St. Cecilia has 6 people who scored. They've played 9, and they have 6 that have scored, and led by Jackson with 9, Kissinger with 9, 7 for Charisse Farmer, 6 for Lexi Schmidt, and 2 apiece for Audrey Gaspers and Tessa Kalupa. Again, only 6 turnovers for the Hawkettes, 2 out of 4 from the free throw line. St. Cecilia 16 first quarter points, 19 in the second, 35 in this first half. For the David City Aquinas Catholic Lady Monarchs, they are being led by Rachel Stara. She has 7, and Mary Klosterman, she has 7. Now, Klosterman's a 10-point scorer. She has 7. She had to kind of shoulder the load in that first half for the Lady Monarchs, and she did come up with 7. Stara got 7 in that first half also, as a Hollebeck had only 2. Megan Engel off the bench had a field goal in each quarter. She has 4. Amanda Novacek has 2. Shayna Steger, one of the starting guards, did not score. Emily Kobza off the bench did not score, as Aquinas playing 7 players in that first half. 7 for Klosterman, 7 for Stara, 4 for Engel, and 2 each for Amanda Novacek and Katie Hollebeck. And again, a key point, Hollebeck averages just under 21 a game. She scored 250 points this season in the 12 Aquinas games, has only 2 tonight, and we'll see what adjustments Aquinas will make and what adjustments St. Cecilia will have to make to continue to keep Hollebeck away from the basket and from getting the basketball in the second half. Aquinas again with 12 first half turnovers. They are 3 out of 4 from the free throw line. 9 points in the first quarter, 13 in the second for David City Aquinas. St. Cecilia with the halftime lead here, 35-22. Again, the boys game to follow here, with St. Cecilia's 10-1 Blue Hawks taking on the 5-6 Monarchs of David City Aquinas in our second game here tonight. And of course, that's just part of our day's activities in sports on our family of stations at Platte River Radio, on our sister station 1230 KHS. Later today, we'll have the Grand Island Central Catholic hosting the Adams Central girls and boys in high school basketball. The pregame scheduled for 5:45 on KHS, the girls game at 6, boys at 7:45. And of course, the boys game is a battle of unbeaten 12-0 teams, Adams Central and Grand Island Central Catholic. 2 good girls teams also. Adams Central 10-3 on the year. Grand Island Central Catholic also having a real good season and playing real well here of late. And that'll be the girls' game first and then the boys on KHS. The Lou Platt Conference Wrestling Tournament is going on, and they may be about to wrapping things up over at Adams Central today in Hastings, and the Blue Platte Conference Wrestling Tournament, the championship matches on Classic Hits, 98.9 today, and Adams Central expected to win that team title going into the finals. Adams Central had eight going into the finals individuals, and had all but wrapped up the team championship there, so congratulations to the Patriots. It looks like they're going to win that Loop Platte Conference Wrestling Championship. They had eight wrestlers in the finals. And, of course, on our sister station, The Breeze, that's KLIQ-FM 94.5, just underway is the Nebraska and Missouri men's basketball game in Columbia, Missouri, earlier on The Breeze. Nebraska women stay unbeaten, go to 17-0, beating Kansas State in Lincoln 71-56, and right here on ESPN 1550 and ESPN 1460 KXPN out of Kearney. Tomorrow we'll have the NFL championship games, the AFC, the Jets at Indianapolis at about 2 o'clock tomorrow, and then at 5:30 it's Minnesota Vikings at the New Orleans Saints, both those games on the ESPN Superstation tomorrow. So a lot of sporting activities for you on Platte River Radio yet today and tomorrow. We'll follow, of course, all of our local and area teams on the radio throughout the basketball season, and the Hastings College Broncos on 1230 KHS. We will take a timeout, have the third quarter for you here at halftime. St. Cecilia girls 35, David City Aquinas 22. Back with the third quarter in 90 seconds.
No matter where you roam, you're always at home with an RV from Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place. Travel the country, see the sights, and never be without all the amenities of home. Dykeman's has a large selection of XL luxury fifth wheels, Palomino fold-down camping trailers, Coachman fifth wheels, travel trailers, Class A and Class C motorhomes, and their service department is second to none. So go ahead, get away from it all, but don't rough it. Get RVing with Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place, Burlington Avenue and Highway 6 in Hastings.
Local and area athletes and teams stop at Hogan Sporting Goods. From a great selection of shoes and clothing to equipment, accessories, and much more, Hogan's has it. Hogan Sporting Goods, downtown Hastings, proudly supporting local and area high school athletes, Hastings College, and the Nebraska Cornhuskers.
Case Drive-In Drugs and Case Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Case Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Case Medical Park Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
Say it with flowers from Bob Sass Flowers. Bob Sass Flowers has beautiful bright flowers, green plants, and many more special unique gifts for your home or office decor. Bob Sass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd Hastings, open Monday through Saturday. Call 462-2179.
If you have problems with insects, rodents, or termites, call Gassman Pest Control in Hastings. They're locally owned and operated. Gassman Pest Control is licensed in Nebraska and Kansas and uses only EPA-approved chemical applications. That's Gassman Pest Control. Call 463-2734.
Back at Chapman Gymnasium, the third quarter about ready to begin. St. Cecilia and David City Aquinas Catholic. St. Cecilia sends out Caitlin Ernst, Libby Kissinger, Charisse Farmer, Lexi Schmidt, and Abby Jackson. It'll be Katie Hollebeck. Megan Engel gets the start this half. Mary Klosterman, Amanda Novacek, and Rachel Stara for David City Aquinas. St. Cecilia basketball to start this third quarter. They go from left to right. They get it at the timeline far side. Jackson inbounds to Farmer. Third quarter underway. Bob inside to Schmidt. Shot put up. It's going to be off there. No good. The rebound out of there by Megan Engel. Engel front court pass now to Klosterman as Aquinas wants to run. Klosterman tipped away from her. She grabs it back, shoots, and scores. Mary Klosterman, a quick bucket for Aquinas. It's 35-24. St. Cecilia with the 11-point lead. Just underway in period number three. Passes too wide of Lexi Schmidt and out of bounds. Turnover St. Cecilia, and John Kyle wants and gets a quick timeout. Not happy with the first 27 seconds of this third quarter. We'll take a timeout. 7:33 to go in the third. St. Cecilia 35, David City Aquinas 24. Back in 30 seconds.
Physical Therapy and Sport Rehab of Hastings, located in the Ashton Place at 207 South Burlington, has been providing on-site event coverage and rehabilitation to athletes for 17 years. The experienced and caring staff at PTSR works with all area physicians to provide the best in care for all types of injuries. A Saturday sports clinic is available to athletes from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. during the fall and winter sports seasons. The people you know and the name you trust since 1992 is Physical Therapy and Sport Rehab of Hastings. Check us out on the web at www.ptsrhastings.com or call for an appointment at 402-462-8824.
A quick field goal by David City Aquinas, a quick turnover by St. Cecilia, and a quick timeout for John Kyle and the Hawkettes, and they'll be on the defense here, and Stara has it for Aquinas. Front court pass to Novacek. St. Cecilia's lead is 11. It was 13 at halftime. We're in the first minute of the third quarter, but Aquinas coming out with the quick start here in period number three. They've seen the man. Hollaback has the basketball. Loses it out of bounds. And they say it is off. Katie, and it'll be turnover on Aquinas. Hollaback worked pretty much inside underneath in the first half. And St. C would collapse two or three defenders on her when she tried to get the basketball in her hands and didn't touch it very much in the first half. Has only two. Now she worked from the outside that possession towards the inside. So maybe adjustments being made by David City Aquinas. Ball tip stolen out of there by Aquinas. Turnover St. Cecilia. Long front court pass. Novacek. She will drive. Shoot. And it'll roll off there. No good. Gets her own rebound. Shot put up. No good. But she fouled on the play by the Hawkettes. Looks like it's on Abby Jackson. St. Cecilia. Turn it over once again. 6:50 to go in the third. To the free throw line is Amanda Novacek to shoot two. She has 2 points in the game. One field goal. 11 points. St. Cecilia lead. Free throw up off the front of the rim. No good. But Aquinas has come out with the, appears to have a lot more fire in their eyes this third quarter. Showing some energy here. The second free throw is good. 35-25. Hawkettes by 10, but the first three this half by David City Aquinas. Kissinger front court. Bounce pass right side to Jackson. Inside to Schmidt. One dribble and back out to Jackson. To Kissinger. Libby with the ball. It's his own defense for Aquinas. Inside to Schmidt. Shot put up. It's going to be short. No good. Rebounded by Stara. Stara for Aquinas. Front court now to Engel. Inside to Klostrom. And her shot up off. No good. She's fouled as she hits the floor. Of the foul on St. Cecilia. And this one's called on Caitlin Ernst. It's going to be her third. And to the free throw line is Mary Klosterman to shoot to two. Klosterman has 9. 10 points, St. Cecilia lead. But this has been all Aquinas' first minute 36 of this quarter. They had the first 3 points of the quarter, and St. Cecilia's turned it over 2 times already. Klosterman to shoot two. This one's up, and it is good. 10 now for Mary Klosterman, the senior. She averages 10 on the year. Again, with Hollaback only having 2, Klosterman has stepped up here. She's over her average now with 11. And the lead down to 8 for St. Cecilia, 35-27. Hawkettes led by as many as 15 late in the first half. It was 13 at halftime, but the first 5 this half for Aquinas. Aquinas more aggressive on the defense. Jackson for 3. Bounces high off the rim, no good. Hollaback with the rebound. Out of the pass to Novacek. Amanda with it. Dribbles it into the scoring zone to our left here at Chapman Gymnasium, and she will palm the basketball. Turnover on Aquinas at 14. Brooke McWhorter, Audrey Gaspers, Tessa Kalupa in for St. Cecilia. Ernst goes out, Kissinger goes out, Farmer goes out. So Kalupa comes in with Gaspers and McWhorter. Schmidt and Jackson stay on the floor for the Hawkettes. 2 minutes gone, no points this half for St. Cecilia. Their lead is 8, 35-27. McWhorter, left corner pass to Gaspers, inside to Schmidt. Tries to work inside. She's tied up on the play. Alternate possession jump ball. It'll be David City Aquinas basketball. That'll be the 9th turnover on St. Cecilia. Emily Kobza, 5'6 junior in. Amanda Novacek goes out for the Lady Monarchs. And they have the ball in the backcourt. Pressure in the backcourt by the Hawkettes. 8 points St. Cecilia lead. Klosterman, a couple of dribbles, gives up the ball in the backcourt to Stara. Rachel Stara for Aquinas near the timeline. Still in the backcourt. Front court pass now to Hollaback. Katie with the ball. Defensive McWhorter passes it into the corner. Shot put up there by Engel's going to be an air ball. No good. Rebounded by Gaspers. Gaspers has the rebound. Gives it up to Jackson in the backcourt. Abby dribbles it into the front court for St. Cecilia. Left side pass to Brooke McWhorter. McWhorter one dribble. Right side to Gaspers. Aubrey with it to Schmidt. Left corner to McWhorter. They look inside for Jackson. Finer, but tipped away, but grabbed by Schmidt. Lexi puts the shot up. Going to be off there. No good. The rebound by Kobza for Aquinas to Stara, back to Kobza. Emily into the front court, now to Stara. Right side to Kobza, look inside for Hollaback. Bounce pass inside, turns, double team there to Klosterman. Bounce pass to Engel, her shot up, no good, tipped away by McWhorter. Bounced around to Klosterman for Aquinas. The ball flying all over, Klosterman grabbed it. The pass to Klosterman in the lane, a runner from 5, going to be short. Hollaback with the rebound, underneath, shoots and scores. Katie Hollaback with 4. Aquinas cuts it to 6. St. Cecilia still has not scored in this quarter. 4.5 minutes to go. The lead down to 6, 35-29. Gaspers with it. Looks inside for Schmidt, but no pass. Top of the key to Kaluba. 15-footer is blocked out of there by Klosterman. She grabs the ball. It's tipped around and grabbed by Gaspers now. Audrey for St. Cecilia to Jackson. Inside to McWhorter in the lane. Shot put up, no good, but she's fouled by Hollebeck. As St. Cecilia tries to take it to Katie Hollebeck inside. It's only two on Hollebeck, and to the line to shoot to is going to be Brooke McWhorter for St. Cecilia. She has not scored in the game, has not attempted a free throw. Jordan Nicola, 5'5 sophomore, is going to come in for St. Cecilia. McWhorter's free throw will be out of there, no good. 4:13 to go. So five new ones for St. Cecilia. Chanel Farmer, Caitlin Ernst, Cherise Farmer, and Libby Kissinger in. First appearance for Nicola. She's going to check in after McWhorter's free throw if Brooke makes this free throw. St. Cecilia leading 35-29. McWhorter's second is up and will roll off. No good. Ernst grabs the offensive rebound. Shot put up, rolls off there. No good. Tipped up by McWhorter. No good. On the baseline, it's grabbed by Esteger, and she gets rid of the ball to Kobza. So St. Cecilia has two chances on the offensive board, but can't score. Lead is still six after the two missed free throws and the two tip drives. Front court, it's Stara for three. In the air, in the hole, nothing but net there. A three-point field goal by Rachel Stara. She has 10. The lead down now to only three. 10-0 run to start this quarter for the Monarchs. 35-32. 3:35 to go. Farmer front court to Kissinger. Top of the key for St. Cecilia. Kissinger bounce pass right side to Chanel Farmer. Now to Kissinger. Man-to-man defense now for the Monarchs. Cross court now to Cherise Farmer. Inside the three-point arc now to Chanel. To Cherise. It's a screen from Chanel. Passes out to Kissinger for three on the wing. Out of there, no good. The long rebound grabbed by Klosterman. Klosterman loses control and it's stolen out of there by St. Cecilia. Kissinger with a steal to McWhorter from 15. No good. Rebound. Chanel Farmer, she will score with 3:04 to go. Chanel Farmer gets the first field goal and the first point for St. Cecilia in the third quarter. It's 37-32. Hawkettes by five with 2:50 to go in the third quarter. Front court, it's Stara for Aquinas. To Kobza. Emily with it. Left wing now to Amanda Novacek. Amanda, the 5'10 sophomore. To Stara. Between the rings. Couple left-handed dribbles. Reverses now. Pass inside to Klosterman. In the lane. To Novacek. Outside of the lane. Novacek spins. 13-footer is going to be well short, but her arm was hit as she shot the basketball. Two-shot situation coming up for Aquinas. Chanel Farmer picking up the foul. And to the free throw line to shoot two is going to be Amanda Novacek. She scored three. She's one out of two from the line. It's 37-32. St. Cecilia by five. 2:31 to go. Novacek, nothing but net there. Grains the bottom of the well there. 37-33. Nicola gets the check in finally. She's waited a couple of minutes on the scorers table. McWhorter out. Jordan Nicola in for St. Cecilia. Novacek to shoot the second. This one's up. This one's going to be good also. Drained them both. 37-34. So the lead back down to three. Aquinas has come from 15 down to get to within three a couple of times in this quarter. 2:22 to go. Kissinger with it. Gets the screen but has no shot. Now to Ernst. Left side of the floor now to Cherise Farmer to the free throw line. Right side to Kissinger. 2:12 to go in the third quarter. Libby drives into the lane. Put up a runner. Going to be well sharp, but she's hit on the play. Kissinger headed for the hoop. Got fouled as her shot went into the air. And this one's going to be called on Novacek. That's going to be her first. And Libby Kissinger to the line. Shoot two. Kissinger with three threes in the first half. Has 9 points. Free throws in the hole. She's one out of three from the line and has 10 points. 38-34. Megan Engel in. Rachel Stara out for David City Aquinas. Kissinger to shoot the second free throw. Abby Jackson's going to check in for the Hawkettes. Kissinger second. In and out. No good. Hollebeck with the board. For Aquinas, double team, but gives it up to Kobes in the backcourt. Now to Novacek. 38-34 with 2 minutes to go in the third. Hawkettes by four. Front court, Aquinas with the basketball. St. Cecilia in the man-to-man defense. In the lane is Engel. Her shot put up off the glass and good. Megan Engel with the field goal. She has six, and it's 38-36. Aquinas creeps to within two. They come all the way back from 15 in the second quarter down to two. Farmer for three from the wing. Going to be off there. No good. Nicola grabs it in the far corner for St. Cecilia to Kissinger. St. Cecilia again with only 3 points this quarter. A minute and a half to play. Kissinger will drive. Lost control by the whistle. It's knocked away from Kissinger, but a foul going to be called on. Looks like it was it Aquinas is Hollebeck. It'll be three. McWhorter and Jackson check in, and that is the third foul on Katie Hollebeck. And she will sit now with the three fouls for the rest of this quarter. At least 1:29 to go. Only 4 points for Hollebeck and three fouls now. Non-shooting situation. Jackson inbound. Does to Nicola. Deep in the right corner for three. Going to hit the side of the backboard. No good. Klosterman grabs it, and she's fouled from behind. So Jordan Nicola commits the foul. Non-shooting situation with 1:25 to go. As Klosterman grabbed that rebound, Nicola Fowler, it'll be inbounding the ball. Monarchs in the backcourt. 38-36, St. Cecilia's lead down to two. Cobes in the backcourt. Pressure in that backcourt by the Hawkettes to Novacek. Man handles that basketball well. She gets it into the scoring zone. To Cobza. Cobza now to Megan Engel. Engel the junior. Tipped away from her. Kissinger goes for the steal. They go into the backcourt. They're at the timeline. It's grabbed by Engel. Engel is fouled near the timeline by the Hawkettes. Now called on Jordan Nicola. That's her second quick one. Kalupa, Gaspers, and McWhorter all check in for St. Cecilia. Ernst goes out. Nicola goes out. Kissinger goes out. 1:03 to go in the third quarter. Inbounded to Klosterman. Aquinas with the basketball. 15,000 St. Cecilia. Three on Aquinas. 2 point St. Cecilia lead. Stara, who's checked back into Klosterman at the free throw line. Pass is going to be too strong for Cobes on the left wing, over her head and out of bounds. 15th turnover on Aquinas. St. Cecilia has 10. 49 seconds to go, third quarter. Hawkettes lead down to a precarious two here. It's been all Aquinas in this third quarter. Pass underneath to Jackson. She will shoot and score. Nice pass underneath to Abby Jackson. And from Kalupa, she has 11. St. Cecilia's lead back up to 440-36. Set play there. Jackson has 11. In the backcourt, it's Stara with 28 seconds to go, third quarter. Stara into the offensive zone here. To our left, the Chapman Gymnasium, St. Cecilia High School. Hopes it drives. Free throw line now. Shayna Stager in there and gives it up to Stara. And Aquinas going to slow it up here. Maybe go for the last shot with 10 seconds to go in the third quarter. It's Cobes on the right wing. And a man defense for St. Cecilia to Klosterman. Inside the lane. Puts up a runner from seven. Tipped out of there. No good. But it's grabbed by Stager. She will shoot from seven and score. At the buzzer, Shayna Stager hits the field goal. And that's the end of the third quarter. Aquinas right back in the ball game. We played three. St. Cecilia 40. David City Aquinas Catholic 38. Back with the fourth quarter in 30 seconds.
Playing sports is an important part of high school and college life. When injuries occur, the playing stops. Mary Lanning Memorial Hospital's Sports Medicine Outreach Program knows that getting back in the game is the most important thing. That's why we're available weekday mornings and Saturday mornings for our sports injury clinics. Physical therapists and a certified athletic trainer on hand to help you with your injuries. At Mary Lanning Memorial Hospital, our goal is to get you back in the game safely and as quickly as possible. Free clinics are held in the Medical Services Building on the Mary Lanning campus. Call for more information.
And welcome back to Chapman Gymnasium, a third quarter that belonged to David City Aquinas. The Lady Monarchs outscored the Hawkettes 16-5 in the third quarter and cut the 13-point St. Cecilia lead at halftime down to two. It's 40-38, 11 for Mary Klosterman, 10 for Rachel Stara. For Aquinas, they go 5 out of 6 from the free throw line in that third quarter. St. Cecilia ball to start the third quarter. The Hawkettes score only 5 points in that third quarter. We begin the fourth. Kalupa inbounds to Jackson. St. Cecilia ball, 2 point. Hawkette lead. Gaspers out there. Brooke McWhorter and Lexi Schmidt for the Hawkettes. Schmidt at the free throw line. Back to Gaspers. St. Cecilia working against this man-to-man defense of David City Aquinas. Just underway in the fourth. Into Schmidt in the lane. Runner from five. Short. No good. Tipped away. Grabbed by Hollebeck. Who's back in there. Hollebeck with 4 points, but does have three fouls. The leading scorer for Aquinas with only four on the day, but Aquinas right back in the ball game, trailing only by two. In the Class C2 runner-ups from state last year, 9-3 this year in Class C. They are our Class C2 team. And they have the ball to Hollebeck at the free throw line to Stager for three in the air. Going to be off there, no good. And a good screen out and rebound by Abby Jackson for St. Cecilia. Jackson quickly into the offensive zone for the Hawkettes. Will stop, has no shot, though, to Kalupa. Kalupa deep left corner to McWhorter. Looks inside for Schmidt, but has no pass. One dribble, gives it up to Jackson. Abby Jackson for the Hawkettes to Kalupa. Tessa with it to Jackson. 6:50 to go in the fourth quarter. Hawkettes by 2:40-38. That was our score after three. Schmidt now to McWhorter. Brooke with it. Pass underneath is going to be tipped, but it goes to Jackson. Runner shot up. No good. Rebounded by Kobza. Kobza now to Stara. Rachel Stara. Long front court pass to Klosterman. Klosterman underneath to Holodeck, but getting back and knocking it out of bounds is Lexi Schmidt. Well, Schmidt got back on defense and knocked it out of bounds. Caitlin Ernst, Libby Kissinger, Sharice Farmer check in. Jackson, Kalupa, and Schmidt go out for the Hawkettes. Hollebeck inbounds to Stara. Inside to Hollebeck. Katie turns to the baseline. Shot from five. It's going to be too strong. No, gets her own rebound. Shot put up. It's going to hit the bottom of the rim, but she hits the floor, and she fouled. Foul called on St. Cecilia. They call this one on Brooke McWhorter and Katie Hollebeck to go to the line. She has not had many good looks. She has only 4 points, but Aquinas right back in this ball game. It's 40-39. Hollebeck makes the first. She'll get the second here. She has 5 points. Second one up by Hollebeck is going to be off. No good, but the rebound underneath by Novacek. She shoots and misses underneath. Hollebeck rebounds and scores. Hollebeck with her 7 points and the lead now for David City Aquinas. 41-40. They get three. That trip down and have the lead 41-40. Long three by Farmer is going to be in the hole. Sharice Farmer for three. She has 10. St. Cecilia goes back on top 43-41. Novacek to Hollebeck. It's off her hands. It was tipped by Ernst, but it goes off Hollebeck. Turnover. Aquinas there, 16. 5:58 to go. Timeout on the floor. David City Aquinas, Joe Pipel calls a timeout. We'll take one with 5:58 to play. St. Cecilia 43. David City Aquinas Catholic 41. Back in 30 seconds.
Insurance Plus Financial Services wants you to compare your homeowners and auto insurance. Insurance Plus is an Allied insurance agent. Allied, a nationwide company, on your side. Let them compare and make sure you're not paying too much and also that your coverage is adequate. It's a simple process that could save you some money. With Allied Insurance Plus, you'll know that should something happen, you're covered. Allied, a nationwide company, on your side, and Insurance Plus providing sound, trusted coverage. Insurance Plus Financial Services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington and Hastings. Call 461-4465.
Welcome back to high school basketball, Chapman Gymnasium in Hastings. Hastings St. Cecilia girls 43, David City Aquinas 41. 5:58 to go in this fourth quarter. Our first of two here on ESPN 1550, KICS Radio in Hastings, Nebraska. So St. Cecilia had the 15-point lead in the second quarter, 13 at the half. Only 2-point lead going into the fourth. Aquinas takes the lead at 41-40 with 6:18 to go, but Sharice Farmer comes down, hits the three for the Hawkettes, and they have regained the lead, 43-41, and they have the ball. Kissinger's out there with Farmer, Gaspers, Lexi Schmidt, and Abby Jackson for the Hawkettes. Farmer has the ball in the front court. To Kissinger, top of the key for three in the air. In the hole, Libby Kissinger with her fourth three of the night. Moves the lead on back-to-back threes back to five now for St. Cecilia, 13 for Kissinger. Novacek into the offensive zone to the baseline for the Lady Monarchs. Triple team there, lost control, stolen by Farmer. Turnover Aquinas, their 17th. Stolen back now by Klosterman of the Monarchs, and David City Aquinas has the basketball back. Hollebeck in the front court now will slow things up for the Lady Monarchs. 5:15 to go, 46-41, Hawkettes. St. Seating a couple of threes after falling behind by one in this fourth quarter. Has a five-point lead. There's a pass inside. Going to be tipped away. Stolen by Jackson. Good defense there by the Hawkettes on the 18th turnover on Aquinas. Front court, it's Farmer on the left wing for St. Cecilia. Cross-court pass down to Kissinger for three in the air. In the hole, Libby Kissinger. Two straight threes. Three straight threes for the Hawkettes. Their lead back up to 49-41. It's up to eight. Kissinger now with 16 in the game on five threes and one free throw. Klosterman left alone from 14. It's in the hole. Mary Klosterman with her 13th point. 49-43, and John Kyle takes a timeout for St. Cecilia. Hawkettes back with the lead. 49-43, St. Cecilia. We'll be back in 30 seconds.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
For more than 80 years, Burt's Drug Stores have been serving its customers with its best prescription service, old-fashioned personal service where they call you by your first name. Free delivery 6 days a week in the drive-up window at Burt's Pharmacy. Serving you, Burt's Drug Store, downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
Three straight threes The last three trips down the floor for St. Cecilia, they were behind 41-40, went up 49-41. Klosterman's field goal cuts it to six. St. Cecilia with the ball in the lead with 4:24 to go. Jackson with it to Gaspers on the right wing for St. Cecilia. Top of the key now to Lexi Schmidt. Schmidt now to Farmer. Farmer to Jackson. Jackson and Farmer and Schmidt and Kissinger and Gaspers for the Hawkettes. They're trying to run a little clock here. John Kyle said, let's bring it out a little bit further out here near that timeline as St. Cecilia has the ball in the lead by six, under 4 minutes to go. Only three team fouls on Aquinas, so they still have a three to give before the 1-1 for St. Cecilia. So the Hawkettes want to take a little time off this clock. Kissinger with it. Now to McWhorter, deep in the corner to Farmer. Farmer to Kissinger. St. Cecilia in no hurry here to shoot. Their plan here now is to kill some clock here. 3:35 to go. It's a six-point lead for the Hawkettes, 49-43. And there's a foul going to be called on in the back between the rings and near that timeline on Megan Engel. That's only the fourth team foul on the Lady Monarchs. 3:31 to go. St. Cecilia got this basketball with 4:18 to go. They've killed almost a minute, and they have a six-point lead. Kissinger inbounds in the backcourt to Cherise Farmer. Farmer will try to get it across the timeline, and she does. Into the scoring zone for the Hawkettes. Bounce pass inside to Schmidt. Shot put up. It'll roll off. No good. Rebound by Gaspers. Her shot up. No good. But she's fouled on the play, and Audrey Gaspers will go to the line to shoot two. Weak side rebound there by Gaspers on the missed shot, and she'll go to the line to shoot two. St. Cecilia may be doing some free throw shooting rest of this game. Gaspers free throw. She's a 61% free throw shooter. Missed the first. St. Cecilia as a team, 57% from the free throw line. Gaspers will eye the second. 49-43, 3:21 to go. Second free throw will go down and good. That's three for Gaspers, 50 for the Hawkettes. Kalupa in, Gaspers out for St. Cecilia. St. Cecilia will pick up all over the floor. Defense pressure in the backcourt, inbounded to Hollebeck now to Stara. Stara for Aquinas, 3:16 to play. St. Cecilia by seven. Stara into the offensive zone all the way to the free throw line. Bounce pass to Kovacek. It's picked off by Jackson. As she has picked up her pocket pick. St. Cecilia gets the ball back on another steal and a timeout. St. Cecilia. The teams exchange turnovers there, and St. Cecilia comes out of there with the basketball and a quick timeout by John Kyle, and the Hawkettes will take one with 3:06 to go. St. Cecilia 50, David City Aquinas 43, back in 30 seconds.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
Welcome back to Chapman Gymnasium, St. Cecilia School. Blaine Bulis with you, high school basketball here on ESPN 1550, KICS Radio in Hastings, Nebraska. 3:06 to go in the fourth quarter of the girls' game here. St. Cecilia 50 and David City Aquinas 43. Again, the Hawkettes were down 41-40 with 6:18 to go. Hit three consecutive threes to get the lead at 49-41, and a field goal by Aquinas made it 49-43, and one free throw by the Hawkettes. Less than 3 minutes to go. St. Cecilia with a seven-point lead. They'll try to force the Monarchs to foul. Again, five team fouls on David City. They still have one more to give. Hollebeck picking up Farmer. Farmer to Kalupa. Tessa Kalupa to Libby Kissinger. Kissinger for the Hawkettes. To Schmidt. Again, St. Cecilia in no hurry to shoot the ball. They're not going to shoot the ball unless they have an open shot right underneath the basket. And there's a foul on Novacek. That's going to be her second. That's the 16th foul. Each team with six. They'll go to the free throw line the rest of the way, will the teams. And St. Cecilia to inbound. Far sideline between the rings. 2:36 to go. Inbound in the backcourt to Farmer. Cherise Farmer for St. Cecilia, picked up there by Megan Engel. Now the Monarchs have no fouls to give to Kissinger. 2:27 to go. St. Cecilia got the ball with 3:06 to go to start this offensive set. And they've taken almost a minute off the clock, as they did the last time they had the ball with the lead. And there's a foul on Stara. Rachel Stara picking up the foul there. And St. Cecilia will go to the free throw line, and it's going to be Tessa Kalupa. 1-1. Kalupa is an 83% free throw shooter. She's 10 out of 12 this year from the line. There may be one person the Saints would like on the line is Kalupa. 10 out of 12. This one's going to be up. No good. Jinxster, I guess Schmidt goes for the offensive rebound, and it is off. Mary Klosterman. Klosterman and Schmidt go for the rebound. Neither could control. It goes off Klosterman and out of bounds. Kalupa out and Ernst in for St. Cecilia. So Kalupa, the 83% free throw shooter, misses the first 1-1, and she's now on the sideline for the Hawkettes. We'll see how St. Cecilia does with the rest of their free throw shooters with 2:09 to go as they inbound the ball, and Farmer has it for the Hawkettes, leading by 7. We're coming up on 2 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Jackson now to Farmer. Farmer with the basketball. They're near the timeline to Jackson. Abby with a bounce pass. It's going to be picked off. Holodeck goes to the floor, and a whistle and a foul going to be called on St. Cecilia. Cherise Farmer. As Farmer and Holodeck go for the tip basketball, and the foul on Farmer, and Holodeck will go to the free throw line for the 1-1 for David City Aquinas. 1:52 to go. It's 50-43. It's been 50-43 since the 3:06 mark. 7 points for Holodeck. She has the 1 in bonus in the air, in the hole. For this quarter, 8 in the game for Katie Holodeck. She averages 20. St. Cecilia has done a marvelous job on her defensively tonight. Earns the bonus this time. Up in the air. This one's going to be off there. No good. Tipped around. It goes out of bounds off of David City Aquinas. Off of Megan Engel, the way it looks. 6-point lead, so a two-possession game. 1:51 to go. Holodeck makes 1 out of 2. Pressure in the backcourt. St. Cecilia's Jackson wants to inbound. And it's going to be a whistle and timeout before the 5-second call. Another timeout for the Hawkettes, John Kyle. So we'll take one with 1:50 to go in the fourth quarter. St. Cecilia 50, David City Aquinas 44. We're back in 30 seconds.
You're invited to the Plumbing Showroom at Cully Pipe and Steel Supply in Hastings to see the 3,000-square-foot showroom. The Plumbing Showroom includes a full line of kitchen and bath products featuring products by Moen, Crane, Swanstone, quality kitchen and bath cabinets, Aqualine air pools, and many more plumbing products. If you're building a new home or remodeling, the Plumbing Showroom has the professional people that can help you create the look you want. It's the Plumbing Showroom, 500 West South Street in Hastings, a division of Cully Pipe and Steel Supply Incorporated.
St. Cecilia 50, David City Aquinas 44. 1 minute and 50 seconds to go. The Hawkettes trying to get it inbounds. Kissinger now will try to inbound. Full court pressure. Bounce pass inbounds to Jackson. Abby Jackson will get by her defender and get it into the scoring zone. Gives the ball up to Tessa Kalupa, who's back in. To Farmer. So you got Jackson and Farmer, Kalupa and Kissinger. Basically four guards and Lexi Schmidt out there. And a foul going to be called on Amanda Novacek. That's going to be her third, and St. Cecilia will go to the free throw line. Going to be Cherise Farmer, a 52% free throw shooter for St. Cecilia, 1-1 on the 8th team foul. Caitlin Ernst in, Tessa Kalupa out. Ernst in there for the defense on Hollebeck, and Kalupa checks back in when the Hawkettes have the ball. But Farmer has the 1-1. She has 10 points. Free throw up. Will roll off there. No good. A rebound. Offensive rebound tipped away from Ernst, though. Grabbed by Novacek, 50-44. Novacek for Aquinas, 1:30 to go. 6 points, St. Cecilia lead. Engel front court for the Monarchs. It's going to be off the hands of Steger, and a whistle out of bounds off Steger. Turnover on Aquinas. They're 21st. St. Cecilia's Kissinger there on the defense. Kalupa in, Ernst out for the Hawkettes. Tessa Kalupa got a hand in there, and that distracted Steger, and she couldn't handle the ball. Jackson now gets behind the defense, gets the pass, but she's going to slow it up. St. Cecilia orders not to shoot, and a foul called on the play as the Monarchs play chase and foul here. 6 down, 50-44, forcing St. Cecilia to make free throws, and they've missed the front end of 2 1-and-1s. Last two times down, and Libby Kissinger to shoot the 1-and-1. And Libby's only a 33% free throw shooter that makes this one, but most of what she's throwing up there tonight is going in. 51-44, Kissinger has 17. She has 5 3-point field goals and 2 free throws. Second free throw's in and out, no good. Holodeck tipped away from her, but it's off St. Cecilia's Lexi Schmidt as they both hit the floor. Schmidt trying to get the offensive rebound, could not control it, and knocked it out of bounds. Aquinas ball, 51-44, 1:19 to go. Engel in the backcourt for Aquinas, across that timeline, into the scoring zone. St. Cecilia with a 7-point lead, 1:11 to play. Sarah will drive. Now stop there, back to Copes, inside to Holodeck, turns double-teamed, and she's tied up, but a foul going to be called on the Hawkettes as they double-teamed Katie Holodeck, the foul on Libby Kissinger. Aquinas' plan, the way it looks, is get that ball into Holodeck, let your star do the work. She has was shut down with only two in the first half, now has scored eight in the game. Ernst in and Kissinger out for St. Cecilia. It'll be a two-shot situation for Hollebeck. Ernst will have to wait on the scorer's bench to check in. Hollebeck's going to shoot two here. Giddy has four this quarter, eight in the game. Free throws up, and it is in and out, no good. She's two out of five from the line this quarter. Now Kissinger goes out and Ernst in. Hollebeck will get the second. It's a seven-point St. Cecilia lead, 107 to go. Hollebeck's free throw. This one's in and out again. No good. The rebound by Klosterman in the baseline. She puts up a shot as he hits the floor. And the foul going to be calling St. Cecilia's Abby Jackson. And back to the line to shoot two more will be Aquinas. And Mary Klosterman, who has 13, will shoot two. And Mary's 5 out of 6 from the line in this game. 51-44 with 105 to go. Klosterman's free throws off the back iron. No good. So St. Cecilia's one out of their last four from the line, including front ends of 2 1-and-1s. That's three misses in a row now for Aquinas. Klosterman second. This one's good. She makes one out of two, and it's a six-point game, 51-45. Pressure in the backcourt by Aquinas. Inbounded to Farmer for St. Cecilia. Charisse will dribble it across the timeline. 1 minute to play in the fourth quarter. Farmer with a double-team bounce pass to Ernst. Bounce pass to Schmidt. Gives it back out to Jackson. Goes wide to Herb to Kalupa, and she's fouled on the play. Megan Engel with the foul. Tessa Kalupa to the line again, an 83% free throw shooter, but Tessa missed the front end of a 1-1 earlier this quarter. That's the 10th team foul, though, and it'll be a two-shot situation the rest of the way for the Hawkettes. Leading 51-45, 52 seconds. Free throw will bounce out, no good. St. Cecilia not knocking them down here in the fourth quarter from the line. Kissinger in and Farmer out. Second free throw for Kalupa. This one's up. This one's going to be in and out of there. No good. The rebound by Hollebeck. It's still a six-point game. 50 seconds to go. Into the front court now is Engel. Engel for David City Aquinas now to Novacek. Novacek to the free throw line. 13-footer in the air. Rolls out of there. No good. A battle for it. It goes out to Engel. Engel, a 13-footer in the air and good. Timeout. David City Aquinas. Megan Engel with the field goal. Cuts it to four. Timeout. David City Aquinas with exactly 35 seconds to go. It's St. Cecilia 51, David City Aquinas 47. We're back in 30 seconds.
Don't miss out on any of the action at Hastings College. Join Crimson Connection today. From football to softball, theater productions to music events. A Crimson Connection membership is the ticket for you and your family to get everything happening at Hastings College. It's the most fun in the area, as well as the best deal. Only $55 gets your entire family into a full year of great Hastings College athletic and cultural events. Hastings College Crimson Connection. Call 461-7327 or find us on the web at hastings.edu/crimson to join now.
35 seconds to play. 51-47 St. Cecilia. They have the ball. They'll come the length of the floor. Full court pressure by David City Aquinas. The Hawkettes only 2 out of 8 from the free throw line in this fourth quarter. Kissinger's lob pass goes to Jackson at the timeline. Abby Jackson will slow it up and give it to Charisse Farmer, who's back in. To Jackson. To Kissinger. 28 seconds to go, and Kissinger's fouled on the play. Foul call on Amanda Novacek. That's her fourth, but more importantly, St. Cecilia to the free throw line. Libby Kissinger to shoot two. Again, the Hawkettes have made only two free throws. They've missed six this quarter. They're 2 out of 8 from the line this quarter. Kissinger's free throw's up and good. Kissinger now has 18 points. She has 5 threes and 3 free throws. 52-47. Second free throw is good by Kissinger. Makes them both this time. 53-47. 25 seconds to go. Klosterman tipped away from her by Farmer and stolen by Kissinger. The turnover on Aquinas. Farmer in the backcourt now to Kissinger with 17 seconds to go. Front court to Gaspers. Gaspers to Schmidt. Back out to Jackson. St. Cecilia is going to hold this basketball. They're going to win this thing with 6-point lead and 8 seconds to go. And there's a foul on Libby Kissinger. Fouled by Megan Engel. St. Cecilia is going to come out of this thing with a win. They're going to hold off Aquinas, who battled back from 15 down in the second quarter. The Hawkettes with 3 threes in a row this quarter to regain the lead after falling from behind and hitting enough free throws down the stretch here. And Kissinger's free throws up and good. Libby Kissinger I think Libby's got the inside track to the player of the game here. I don't think we have to worry too much about that. 54-47, second one up and good. Four straight from the line for Kissinger. 55-47, the final 6 seconds. St. Cecilia with a little token pressure in the backcourt, into the front court, driving and shooting at the buzzer. He's angling, it's no good, and that's the ball game. And St. Cecilia wins it. The Hawkettes of St. Cecilia, 55. David City Aquinas Catholic Lady Monarchs, 47. The Hawkettes go to 7-6 on the year, heading into the Centennial Conference Tournament next week. Again, the final score, St. Cecilia, 55. David City Aquinas, 47. We'll talk about this basketball game in 2 minutes.
Whether you're buying or selling, follow the leader, Real Estate Group of Hastings, number one in home sales again. The women and men at Real Estate Group have 175 years of combined experience. Specialties include new construction, residential, commercial, farm, relocations, and expert assistance and guidance for first-time home buyers. The Real Estate Group of Hastings in the Crozier Park Professional Center on East 14th Street. Visit virtual tours and the open house schedule at realestategroupofhastings.com.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street, for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
For more than 80 years, Burt's Drug Stores have been serving its customers with its best prescription service, old-fashioned personal service where they call you by your first name. Free delivery 6 days a week in the drive-up window at Burt's Pharmacy. Serving you, Burt's Drug Store, downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
These are the words every homeowner dreads.
Oh, the furnace is broken.
And these are the words that make everything better.
I'm calling the American Standard guys.
Your local independent American Standard heating and air conditioning dealer can repair any brand you've got, or better yet, upgrade you to a supremely reliable American Standard comfort system.
Ah, all better.
Call Beeman's Appliance Sales and Service, your independent American Standard dealer. Call 462-2311.
Welcome back to Chapman Gymnasium, St. Cecilia School, where the girls' game is over and the St. Cecilia girls have defeated David City Aquinas Catholic by the score of 55-47. Turned out to be a pretty good girls' high school basketball game here at Chapman Gymnasium. St. Cecilia built the lead up to as many as 15 points in the first half of this basketball game, but it was all David City Aquinas in the third quarter. They cut it to 2 at the end of three quarters and even got the lead at 6:18 to go at 41-40. But at that point, St. Cecilia made three consecutive three-point field goals, two by Libby Kissinger and one by Cherise Farmer, and went up ahead 49-41 and went on to win it 55-47 as St. Cecilia did manage to make 6 out of 12 free throws down in the final minutes of the game and won it by 8, 55-47. The St. Cecilia controlling the first half of the game, and they did a great job of shooting the basketball, playing defense, forcing first-half turnovers, holding the leading score, the 20-point score, Katie Hollebeck, to only 2 points in the first half, only 8 in the basketball game for Hollebeck. So great defensive effort by the Hawkettes tonight, and they shoot the basketball pretty well in that first half and had a slow third quarter, but won it in the fourth quarter, 55-47. So St. Cecilia had the lead at 16-9 after the first quarter, went up 26-15 in the second quarter, and late in the first half, St. Cecilia led 35-20 before Hollebeck scored her first field goal and only field goal of the first half and cut it to 35-22 Hawkettes at halftime. The David City Aquinas coming out with the renewed energy in the third quarter, come out and outscore the Hawkettes 16-5 into the third period of play and got right back in the ball game, had the lead down to only 35-32 for St. Cecilia in that third quarter, then 37-34, and Aquinas got to within 2, 40-38 after three quarters of play. David City Aquinas then took the lead at the 6:18 mark of the fourth quarter, 41-40. And from there, St. Cecilia came down three consecutive trips down the floor, They made three-point field goals. Sharice Farmer hit the first. Libby Kissinger hit the next two. And before you knew it, St. Cecilia was up 49-41. Mary Klosterman scored for Aquinas to stop the bleeding there. 9-point run there by the Hawkettes. It was 49-43 with 4:18 to go. St. Cecilia decided to force Aquinas to a foul and get in the bonus situation. That worked. St. Cecilia got into the foul situation, the shooting fouls and foul shots, but did then miss four in a row during one point of that fourth quarter. Two front ends of one and ones, and then a two-shot situation. So Aquinas was able to stay in the game. It was 50-43. Then it was 51-47 with 35 seconds to go. That would be as close as the Lady Monarchs would get, 51-47 with 35 seconds to go, and Libby Kissinger made four free throws in a row in the final 35 seconds, and St. Cecilia won at 55-47. So a good all-around effort by the Hawkettes, and they won it 55-47. In fact, Kissinger makes five free throws in the fourth quarter, five of the six made in that fourth quarter by Kissinger. She's five out of six in that fourth quarter and six out of eight from the free throw line in the game, and Kissinger adds to that, six out of ten from the line for Libby. Six free throws made, but Kissinger has five three-point field goals. She had 21 points to lead the way for Hastings St. Cecilia as the Hawkettes win it 55-47 to go to 7-6 on the year. That's the third consecutive loss for David City Aquinas, and they are now 9-4 on the season. St. Cecilia 21 for Libby Kissinger, including 5 three-point field goals and 6 free throws. 11 for Abby Jackson, including 9 in the first half. 10 for Sharice Farmer. She had 7 of those in the second quarter. 6 for Lexi Schmidt for St. Cecilia. 3 points for Audrey Gaspers. 2 points for Chanel Farmer. 2 points for Tessa Kalupa. Also playing but not scoring, Brooke McWhorter. And Caitlin Ernst got the start, but she didn't score. Jordan Nicola also played but did not score for St. Cecilia. So 21 for Kissinger, 11 for Jackson, 10 for Farmer, 6 for Lexi Schmidt, 3 for Audrey Gaspers, and 2 each for Tessa Kalupa and Chanel Farmer. The Hawkettes unofficially with 12 turnovers. They go 9 out of 20 from the free throw line, but did hit the last 4 from the line in the fourth quarter. 6 out of 12 in the fourth quarter, 9 out of 20 for the game. St. Cecilia, though, with 55 points. They have a 35 in the first half. Have that slow 5-point third quarter, but get 15 in the fourth and score 20 in the second half and win it 55-47. For the David City Aquinas Lady Monarchs, led this evening by Mary Klosterman, the 10-point score on the season average. She has 14. She had to pick up the slack, and she did a good job of that tonight for Katie Hollebeck, as Hollebeck, with the defense of St. Cecilia, did not get many touches in the first half. Aquinas makes some adjustments. She gets some touches in the second half. They're going to her late in the game. She ends up scoring only 8, though. She averages 20. Hollebeck had 8 on the evening. And, of course, making 2 free throws but missing 4 in the fourth quarter. 14 for Klosterman. Rachel Stara had 10 points for David City Aquinas. Hollebeck had 8. Also with 8 is Megan Engel off the bench. 5 for Amanda Novacek and 2 for Shayna Steger. Emily Kobzer came off the bench but did not score. She played quite a bit but didn't score for Aquinas. 14 for Klosterman, 10 for Stara, 8 for Hollebeck, 5 for Amanda Novacek, and 2 for Shayna Steger. 11 out of 18 from the line for David City Aquinas, but unofficially 22 turnovers for Aquinas in the basketball game this evening as St. Cecilia wins it by the score of 55-47. So St. Cecilia with a good all-around effort. They get ready now for the Centennial Conference Tournament. That will start Tuesday up at Grand Island Central Catholic for the Hawkettes. They're the fifth seed. They'll play at fourth-seeded Grand Island Central Catholic at 6 o'clock next Tuesday night. Actually, it'll be the second round of the tournament, but if you're not seated in the top six, you don't have to play on Monday night. St. Cecilia will play at Grand Island Central Catholic next Tuesday night at 6 o'clock. And the Hawkettes win this one 55-47. We'll talk more about this one and get you ready for the boys' game. We'll take a timeout. We'll talk more about it. We'll be back in 2 minutes.
Hi, this is Terry Anstein, President, Five Points Bank of Hastings. On behalf of our shareholders, directors, and staff, I would like to thank all of our great customers for helping us become the fastest growing bank in Hastings. I would also like to invite everyone in the Hastings area.